The next word is apart. The word apart can be tricky to translate into Russian because it has many meanings. The Russian language often uses different prepositions or verbs to express the same concept depending on the context. Here is an example using the word apart in the sense of separated. Они всегда отдельно друг от друга. Breakdown. Они. Pronoun, they, pronounced like, они. Сидят. Verb, to sit, pronounced like, сидят, present tense, plural form. Отдельно. Adverb, separately, pronounced like, отдельно. Друг от друга. Phrase, from each other, pronounced like, друг от друга. Translation. They are sitting apart from each other. Key concepts. Russian uses prepositions like от, pronounced like от, meaning from, to express separation. Отдельно, pronounced like отдельно, can be used as an adverb meaning separately or independently. Variations. You can also use the preposition порознь. Pronounced like порознь, meaning separately or apart. In some cases, you can use the verb разделиться. Pronounced like разделиться, meaning to separate, to express the idea of being apart. Pronunciation guide. Отдельно. Pronounced like отдельно, stress on the second syllable. Друг от друга. Pronounced like друг от друга, stress on the first syllable of each word. English, apart Russian. Отдельно. Pronounced like отдельно. The next word is percentage. English, the percentage of students who passed the exam was very high. Russian, процент. Студентов, сдавших экзамен, был очень высоким. Breakdown. Процент. Процент, percentage, this word is masculine. Студентов, student of, students, this word is in the genitive case, it answers the question of what. Сдавших. Сдавши, who passed, this is a participle, a verb form that acts like an adjective, it is in the genitive case. Экзамен. Экзамен, exam, this is the object of the participle, it is in the genitive case. Был. Был, was. Очень. Очень, very. Высоким. Высоким, high, in the nominative case. The word is masculine. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, and neuter. This affects the endings of adjectives and other words that modify the nouns. Cases. Nouns and pronouns change their forms depending on their function in the sentence. The genitive case is used to show possession or to indicate the object of a preposition. Participles. Participles are verb forms that function as adjectives. They can modify nouns and can be used to create complex sentences. Translation. Процент. Percentage slash процент. Студентов. Student slash student of. Сдавших. Who passed slash сдавши. Экзамен. Exam slash экзамен. Был. Was slash был. Очень. Very slash очень. Высоким. High slash высоким. The next word is peace. The word peace in Russian is мир. Pronounced мир. This word is a noun and is used in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. In this case, the sentence we will use is мир. Was. Ожидает. Breakdown. Mir. Mir. Peace. Nominative case. Was. Was. You. Accusative case. Ожидает. Ожидит. Awaits. Third person singular. Present tense. The sentence means, peace awaits you. This is a common expression in Russian to wish someone well, and convey peacefulness. Variations. The word, peace, can be used in other grammatical cases, such as Miru. Miru, to peace, dative case. Mira. Mira, of peace, genitive case. Miram. Miram, with peace, instrumental case. Miri. Maya, in peace, prepositional case. Pronunciation. Mir. Mir. Vas. Vas. Ожидает. Ожидит. English. Peace. Mir. Mir. The next word is status. The Russian word for status is status. Pronounced status, the U in status is pronounced as a short U sound similar to the U in but. It is a masculine noun, meaning that it will take the masculine form of adjectives and pronouns when describing it. The sentence below uses the word status to describe the status of a business. Status. Компании. Хороший. Breakdown. Status. Pronounced status, status, masculine noun. Компании. Pronounced компании, company, feminine noun. Хороший. Pronounced хороший, good, masculine adjective. Translation. The company's status is good. This is a simple sentence using status. You can also use it in a variety of other contexts like describing the status of a project, a person's status in society, and more. Remember that the word status will require the masculine form of any accompanying adjectives, like in the example above. Word and pronunciation. Status. Pronounced status, status. The next word is crime. The Russian word for crime is преступление. Pronounced преступление. Here is a sample sentence. Преступление. Было раскрыто полиции. Преступление. Было раскрыто полицией. Breakdown. Преступление. Преступление. Crime, pronounced преступление. Было. Было. Was, pronounced было, past tense of, to be, перутерили, bite. Раскрыто. Раскрыто. Revealed, uncovered, pronounced, раскрыто, past participle of, to reveal, раскрывать, раскрывать. Полиции. Полицей. By the police, pronounced, полицией. Translation. The crime was uncovered by the police. Key concepts. The sentence uses the past tense of the verb, to be. Beat. Bite. This is a very common verb, and essential to learn. It uses the past participle of the verb, to reveal. Раскрывать. Раскрывать. The past participle acts as an adjective in this sentence, modifying the noun. Преступление. Преступление. The noun. Полиции. Полицей. is in the instrumental case, which is used to show the agent, or instrument by which an action is performed. Variations. The word преступление, преступление, can also be used in a more general sense to refer to any act that is illegal. For example, он совершил преступление. Он совершил преступление. He committed a crime. Pronunciation tips. The stress in преступление, преступление, is on the second syllable. Сту. Сту. The E at the end of the word is pronounced as a soft E sound. The Y at the end of полиции, полиции, is not pronounced. English. Crime slash KR a small cap IM slash Russian. Преступление. Slash преступление slash. The next word is life. Жизнь. Прекрасно. И. Пана. Неожиданности. Breakdown. Жизнь. Pronounced jizen, life is the subject of the sentence. Прекрасно. Pronounced прекрасно, beautiful, is the predicate, describing the subject. И. Pronounced I, and connects the two parts of the sentence. Пана. Pronounced полна, full, describes the subject further. Неожиданности. Pronounced неожиданности, surprises, is the object of the preposition полна. The sentence translates to, life is beautiful, and full of surprises. Key concepts. The sentence uses the nominative case for the subject, and the predicate. Прекрасно is an adjective in the feminine singular form, agreeing with the feminine singular noun. Жизнь. The preposition пана is followed by the genitive case, which is why we have неожиданности. The genitive plural of неожиданность. Surprise. Variations. You can change the subject to something else, like любовь. Pronounced любов, love. Любов. Прекрасно. И. Пана. Неожиданности. Love is beautiful and full of surprises. Pronunciation tips. Remember to pronounce the je in жизнь as a soft ZH sound, like the S in pleasure. The ye at the end of прекрасно is pronounced as a soft sound, similar to the in father. The O in пана is pronounced as a short O sound, similar to the O in hot. The I at the end of неожиданности is pronounced as a soft E sound, similar to the E in C. English translation. Life slash жизнь. Beautiful slash прекрасно. And slash I. Full slash пана. Of surprises slash неожиданности. The next word is decline. The word decline in English can be translated into Russian as отклонять, отклонять, отклонить, отклонить, or упасть, упасть. Let's use the word отклонять in a sentence. Он отклонял все предложения. This sentence translates to, he declined all offers. Let's break it down. On. On means he. Pronunciation is similar to the English word on. Atklanal. Atklanil means was declining. Atklanat. Atklanat is the verb, and atklanal. Atklanil is the past tense of the verb. The L at the end of the word is usually silent, but it is used to indicate the masculine gender. It would be atklanala. Atklanala for feminine and atklonai. Atklanali for plural. It is important to pay attention to the ending of the verb, as it changes depending on gender and number. Vse. Vse means all. Pronunciation is similar to the English word vse. Predloženje. Predloženje means offers. The at the end of this word is pronounced like the in father. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Verbs in Russian change form depending on the person, number, and tense. Gender and number agreement. Adjectives and nouns agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Variations of the word. Atklanat. Atklanat, infinitive. Atklanal. Atklanil, masculine past tense. Atklanala. Atklanala, feminine past tense. Atklonai. Atklanali, plural past tense. Atklanit. Atklanit, singular, perfective verb. Atklanit. Atklanit, singular, perfective verb. Pronunciation. Atklanat. Atklanat. Atklanayat. Atklanit. 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 Upast. 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 English. Decline Russian. Atklanat. Atklanat. The next word is decade. The word decade in Russian is desatiletie. Pronounced desatiletie. It's a noun and means a period of 10 years. The sentence. Breakdown. In this prepositional phrase, this is a combination of the preposition. Pronounced V, meaning in, and the demonstrative pronoun. Eta. Pronounced eto, meaning this. Demonstrative pronouns point out specific nouns. Desatiletie. Decade, prepositional case, the noun. Desatiletie. Is in the prepositional case, which is used after prepositions like in, ne, on, o, about, pero ize o shalo, prizashlo. Happened, past tense, neuter gender, this is the past tense of the verb. Prizaiti. Pronounced, proizaiti, meaning, to happen. The ending lo, denotes the neuter gender. Mnogeo. Mnoga. Many, indeclinable adjective. Mnoga. Is an indeclinable adjective, meaning it doesn't change form, regardless of the noun it modifies. It indicates a large quantity. Izmenyenyenyenyikratkoye. Izmenyenyi. Changes, genitive plural, the noun. Izmenyenyi. Pronounced, ez-minine-ea, is in the genitive plural case, which is used to show possession, or a general relationship. Translation. In this decade, many changes happened. Key concept. Russian uses a system of cases, which are grammatical forms of nouns, adjectives, and pronouns that indicate their function in a sentence. Pronunciation. The next word is launch. The word launch in English has a few different meanings, but the most common is the beginning of a project, or the act of sending something into the air or space. In Russian, this would be best translated as запускать. Запускать, which means to launch or to start, and is a verb. It is used for both physical launches, like rockets, and metaphorical launches, like starting a project. Let's make a simple sentence. Они запускают новый проект. Они запускают новый проект. Они, nominative plural pronoun, запускают. Запускают, are launching, present tense, third person plural, новое проекты. Новый, new, adjective, masculine singular, проекты. Проект. Проект, project, masculine noun, singular. This sentence means, they are launching a new project. This is a straightforward sentence that shows the basic use of the verb. Here are some other related words and phrases. Запуск, launch, noun. Запускать ракету, to launch a rocket. Запускать программу, to launch a program. Pronunciation guide. Пуск, like пуск, with the U sound being longer. Ракета, like ракета, with a hard K sound. Программа, like программа, with a soft G sound. English. Launch Russian. Запускать. The next word is warn. The word warn in Russian is предупреждать. Pronounced предупреждать. The sentence below illustrates how it is used in a typical context. Sentence. Я предупреждал тебя, что будет холодно. Я предупреждал тебя, что будет холодно. Breakdown. Я предупреждал. Предупреждал, past tense, masculine singular form of предупреждать, to warn. Тебя. Тебя, you, accusative case. Что? Что, that. Будет. Будет, will be, future tense. Холодно. Холодно, cold, adjective. Key concept. The verb, to warn. Предупреждать. Предупреждать, is an imperfective verb. This means that it describes an action that is ongoing, or repeated. The sentence focuses on the act of warning rather than on the completion of the warning. Variations of предупреждать. Past tense. Предупреждал, masculine singular. Предупреждала. Предупреждала, feminine singular. Предупреждала. PREDUPREZHAL or neuter singular. PREDUPREZHALI. PREDUPREZHALI, plural present tense. PREDUPREZHAYU. PREDUPREZHAYU, I warn. PREDUPREZHDISH. PREDUPREZHDISH, you warn. PREDUPREZHDIT. PREDUPREZHDIT, he/she/ it warns. PREDUPREZHDIM. PREDUPREZHDIM, we warn. PREDUPREZHDIT. PREDUPREZHDIT, you, plural, warn. PREDUPREZHDIT. PREDUPREZHDIT, they warn future tense. PREDUPREZHU. PREDUPREZHU, I will warn. PREDUPREZHDISH. PREDUPREZHDISH, you will warn. PREDUPREZHDIT. PREDUPREZHDIT, he/she/ it will warn. PREDUPREZHDIM. PREDUPREZHDIM, we will warn. PREDUPREZHDIT. PREDUPREZHDIT, you, plural, will warn. PREDUPREZHDAT. PREDUPREZHDAT, they will warn. English translation. I warned you that it would be cold. Pronunciation. PREDUPREZHDAT. PREDUPREZHDAT. Yeah. Yeah. Тебя. Тебя. Что? CHTO. Будет. Будет. Холодно. Холодно. The next word is consumer. The Russian word for consumer is потребитель. Потребитель. It can be used in the singular or plural forms. The word потребитель. Потребитель is a noun and is in the nominative case. The nominative case is used for the subject of a sentence or the noun being described. Here is an example sentence. Потребители. Потребители. Часто. Часто. Ищут. Ищут. Лучшие. Лучшие. Цены. Цены. Breakdown. Потребители. Потребители, consumers, plural nominative case, pronounced потребители. Часто. Часто, often, pronounced часто. Ищут. Ищут, look for, pronounced ищут. Лучшие. Лучшие, best, pronounced лучшие. Цены. Цены, prices, pronounced цены. Translation. Consumers often look for the best prices. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates how the word потребитель can be used in a plural form. The plural form is created by adding the ending it at the end of the singular noun. Потребитель. Word and pronunciation. Consumer. Потребитель. Потребитель. Pronounced потребитель. The next word is favor. The word favor in English can be translated to Russian in several ways depending on the context. In this case, we will use the Russian word благосклонность. Pronounced благосклонность, meaning favor in the sense of a kind action or something someone does for you. This word is a noun, and it is used in the nominative case, the basic form of a noun. Here is a sentence using this word. Я прошу вас оказать мне благосклонность. Я прошу вас оказать мне благосклонность. This sentence means, I ask you to do me a favor. Я. Я, I, pronounced я. Прошу. Прошу, I ask, pronounced прошу. Вас. Вас, you, pronounced вас. Оказать. Оказать, to do, to render, verb in the infinitive form, pronounced оказать. Мне. Ни, to me, pronounced ни. Благосклонность. Благосклонность, favor, pronounced Lagos Klonnost. In this sentence, we are asking someone to do something kind for us, a favor. Favor in Russian can also be expressed using the word usluga. Usluga, pronounced usluga. For example, можете ли вы сделать мне услугу? Может ли вы сделать мне услугу? Could you do me a favor? Можете. Может, you can, verb, in the interrogative form, pronounced можете. Ли. Ли, whether, if, pronounced ли. Вы. Вы, you, pronounced вы. Сделать. Сделать, to do, to make, verb, in the infinitive form, pronounced сделать. Мне. Ни, to me, pronounced ни. Услугу. Услугу, favor, pronounced услугу. This sentence asks someone, if they could help you, do you a favor. The word. Благосклонность. Благосклонность is a more formal way of saying favor, while услуга. Услуга is more casual. English, favor, Russian. Благосклонность. Благосклонность, благосклонность English, favor, Russian. Услуга. Услуга, услуга. The next word is dry. The word dry in Russian is сухой. Pronounced, сухой. This word can be used as an adjective to describe something that lacks moisture, or as a verb to describe the process of removing moisture. Here is an example sentence using the adjective form. Погода сегодня сухая. Погода сегодня сухая. This sentence means, the weather today is dry. It uses the nominative case of the noun. Погода. Погода, weather, and the feminine singular form of the adjective. Сухой. Сухой, dry. Here's how to break down the grammar. Погода. Погода is the subject of the sentence, so it is in the nominative case. Сегодня. Сегодня is an adverb meaning today. Сухая. Сухая is the adjective describing the weather. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Погода. Погода, which is feminine singular. Variations. Сухой. Сухой is the masculine singular form of the adjective. Сухой. Сухой is the neuter singular form of the adjective. Сухие. Сухие is the plural form of the adjective. Translation. Сухой. Сухой equals dry. Погода. Погода equals weather. Сегодня. Сегодня equals today. The next word is partner. The word partner can be translated as partner. Pronounced partner in Russian. It is used to refer to a business partner, a dance partner, or a romantic partner. Here is a simple sentence. Un yegeo yesteyeri. Partner. Peobeizenyesu. U. U is a preposition meaning at. Nivo. Niego is the masculine singular possessive pronoun, his. Yest. Yest means there is. Partner. Partner is the noun, partner. По. По is the preposition, by, or, for, and. Бизнесу. Бизнесу is the dative form of the noun, business. Translation. He has a business partner. Here are a few other ways to use the word. Partner. Partner. Ana. Anate aent seuietes. Partnerum. Partnerom. She is dancing with a partner. Ja. Ja ich tau. Partner. Partnera del ja projekte a. I am looking for a partner for the project. English. Partner slash Russian. Partner. Partner. The next word is institution. The word institution in Russian is учреждение. Pronounced ukrainskое. It is a noun, and in this sentence, it is in the nominative case, which means it is the subject of the sentence. The word учреждение. Учреждение. Can also be used in other cases, such as the genitive, accusative, dative, and instrumental. Sentence. Это учреждение известно своим высоким качеством образования. Breakdown. Это. Это. This. Учреждение. Ukrainskое institution. Известно. Is that recent? No, is known. Своим. Своим, it's possessive adjective. Высоким. Roman 6 соким, high, adjective. Качеством. Качеством, quality, noun. Образование. Образование, education, noun. Translation. This institution is known for its high quality of education. Key concepts. Nominative case. The nominative case is used for the subject of a sentence. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives are used to show ownership. In this sentence, the possessive adjective своим. Своим is used to show that the quality of education belongs to the institution. Variations. The word учреждение. Учреждение. Can also be used in other contexts, such as referring to a government agency or a charitable organization. English and Russian translation. Institution. Учреждение. Ukrainskое. The next word is spot. The word spot can have many meanings in English. Here is a sentence using spot in Russian, as well as an explanation to help you understand. Sentence. Я заметил. Пятно. На тебе и краткое рубашакое. Breakdown. Я заметил. Colon. This is the verb, to notice, or to spot, in the past tense, first person singular. It is pronounced заметил. You could also use увидел. Увидел, to mean, I saw, which would be similar in meaning, but more emphatic. Пятно. Colon, this is the noun, spot, or stain. It is pronounced пятно. На тебе и краткое рубашакое. This is the prepositional phrase, on your shirt. The word твоей. Твой is the feminine, singular, possessive adjective meaning your. The word рубашки. Рубашки is the feminine, singular, dative form of the noun shirt, which is used in Russian to show that the shirt is the target of the action. Translation. I noticed a spot on your shirt. Word and pronunciation. Spot. Пятно. Пятно. The next word is man. The word man in English can be translated to Russian in a couple of ways depending on the context. Here is a sentence using man as a noun, meaning male human. Мужчина. Сиденьте и краткое кае. Мужчина. Сидит на скамейке. Translation. The man is sitting on the bench. Breakdown. Мужчина. Мужчина. The noun, man. This word is masculine and singular. The ch sound is like the ch in chair. The at the end of the word is pronounced like the in father. You can also use the word человек. Человек. Human, if you want to be more neutral in your choice of gender, but this is more informal. Сидите. Сидит. Is sitting, a verb in the present tense, third person, singular. The I at the end is pronounced like the I in machine. Na. Na. On, preposition. Skamjek batkoyikaye. Skamjek. Bench, a noun in the dative case. The E at the end is pronounced like the E in bet. The Y in this word is pronounced like the Y in yes. Pronunciation. Merge China. Sidit na. Skamjek. Here is a sentence using man as a noun, meaning human being. Человек. Человек. Должен быть добрым. Translation. A man, human, should be kind. Breakdown. Человек. Человек. Man slash human, noun, singular. The E at the end is pronounced like the E in bet. B-O-L-J-E-N. Должен. Should, modal verb, masculine singular. The ZH sounds like the ZH in treasure. Beyeruteyeri. Bite. To be, infinitive verb. The T at the end is a soft sign and is not pronounced. The Y at the end is pronounced like the Y in yes. Beoberyerum. Dobrim. Kind, adjective in the instrumental case. The Y at the end is pronounced like the Y in yes. Pronunciation. Человек. Должен. Быть. Добрым. In Russian, you can use the word мужчина. Merge China. Or человек. Человек. To mean man. The choice of which word to use depends on the context. If you are talking about a male human, then use мужчина. Merge China. If you are talking about a human being in general, then use человек. Человек. English word. Man Russian word. Мужчина. Merge China. Male human, or человек. Человек. Human, pronunciation. Merge China. Человек. The next word is horse. The Russian word for horse is лошадь. Pronounced лошадь. It is a feminine noun. Here's a simple sentence using the word. Breakdown. This is a possessive phrase meaning I have. This preposition is used to indicate possession and is pronounced U-M-Y-N-Y-A. This is the object pronoun meaning me. Yes, Teyeri. Yes. This is the verb to have or there is slash are and pronounced yes. It is a very common verb. Krasivaya. Krasivaya. This is the feminine adjective meaning beautiful. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the noun it describes. Elosha-de-yeri. Loshat. This is the feminine noun, horse. Translation. I have a beautiful horse. Pronunciation hints. L-O-S-H-A-D-E-R-I. Loshat. Focus on the O and A sounds. The SH sound is very similar to the English SH. K-R-A-S-I-V-A-I-R. Krasivir. The stress is on the second syllable. Variations. You can use the plural form of L-O-S-H-A-D-E-R-I. Loshat. Which is Loshadi. Pronounced Loshadi to mean horses. There are other words for horse in Russian, but Loshadi Loshat is the most common English horse. Loshat. Loshad. The next word is eventually. Hash hash eventually. Sentence. On. Seconds off. Zdarsa. Breakdown. Own. Pronunciation. Own. He. Seconds off. Pronunciation. We can't see cunts of. Eventually. Finally. In the end. This phrase is a common way to express the idea of something happening after a long time. It literally translates to. In the end of ends. Zdarsa. Pronunciation. Estalsia gave up, surrendered. This is the past tense masculine singular form of the verb, to give up. Meaning, he eventually gave up. Variations of. Seconds off. Vitoge. Pronunciation. Vitoge, eventually. In the end, this is a more neutral and less emphatic way to say, eventually. Naconets. Pronunciation. Naconets, finally, at last, this expresses a sense of relief or expectation that something has happened after a long wait. Translation. On. He. Seconds off. Eventually. Zdarsa. Gave up. English. He eventually gave up. Pronunciation died. Own. Own. Seconds off. We can't see cunts of. Zdarsa. Estalsia. The next word is heat. The sun. Солнце. Pronounced солнце. Греет. Pronounced греет, the earth. Землю. Pronounced землю, with its heat. Солнце. Солнце is the nominative form of the noun. Солнце. Sun. It is the subject of the sentence, so it is in the nominative case. Греет. Греет is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Греет. To heat. Землю. Землю is the accusative form of the noun. Земля. Earth. It is the object of the verb. Греет. Греет, so it is in the accusative case. This sentence demonstrates the use of the verb. Греет. To heat, in the present tense. The verb. Греет. To heat, can also be used in other tenses, such as the past tense. Грело. Грело, or the future tense. Будет греть. Будет греть. The word. Тепло. Pronounced тепло, is another word for heat. Тепло. Тепло, is a noun, while. Греть. Греть, is a verb. English, heat Russian. Тепло. Pronounced тепло, or жар. Pronounced жар, English, to heat Russian. Греть. Pronounced греть. The next word is excite. This news excites me. Это новость меня. Hi. VZ Budil. Hi. A. Breakdown. Это. This feminine, nominative case, eta. novust. News, feminine, nominative case, novust. Mina. Me, accusative case, mnya. VZ budil, hi, a. Past tense, feminine singular form of the verb. VZ budit. To excite, VZ budilila. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives, pronouns, and verbs must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Here, the adjective. Это. This, and the verb. VZ budil, hi, a. Excited, are both feminine to agree with the noun. Novost. News. Variations. VZ budit. To excite, is a verb of action that can be used in different tenses, moods, and aspects. Pronunciation. Это. Это. Новость. Новость. Меня. Меня. VZ будил. Hi. A. VZ будила. English and Russian translation. Excite. VZ будит. VZ будит. Excitement. VZ будени. VZ будиваини. The next word is reader. The word reader in Russian can be читатель. Читатель. Which is a noun meaning a person who reads. This is the most common way to say reader in Russian. It is a masculine noun. Example sentence. Этот читатель любит читать книги о путешествиях. Этот читатель любит читать книги о путешествиях. Романтик. Breakdown. Этот. Этот. This masculine form of this or that. Читатель. Читатель. Reader. Любит. Любит. Loves. Читать. Читать. To read. Книги. Книги. Books. Or. Oh. About. Путешествиях. Путешествия. Roman 6. Yak. Travel. Translation. This reader loves to read books about travel. Key concepts. The verb to read in Russian is читать. Читать. Which is an irregular verb. The word for book is книга. Книга. The word for travel is путешествие. Путешествие. Which can be used both as a noun, journey, trip, and a verb, to travel. Pronunciation. Читатель. 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 Книга. 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 Путешествие. 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 You can also use чтение. Чтение. Чтение, which is a noun for reading, but it implies the act of reading rather than the person reading. It is a neutral noun. Example sentence. Чтение – это увлекательное хобби. Чтение – это увлекательное хобби. Breakdown. Чтение. Чтение. Reading. Это. Это. This / that. Увлекательное. of the Cotelnoi. Fascinating, captivating. Hobby. 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 Translation. Reading is a fascinating hobby. The next word is importance. Hash hash. Vajnost. Ete oge o e ye sha ye ni ya en ye el yiri ze ya en ye de o tse ye ni ve a te yiri. Vajnost. Is the noun form of the adjective. Vajnui. Which means, important, in this sentence, we see the use of the genitive case, the noun form. Vajnost. Is followed by the preposition. Etava. Which is the genitive form of. Etat. This. The verb. Nivya. Cannot, is followed by the infinitive. Nivaksenivat. To underestimate. Breakdown. Vajnost. Vajnost. Importance. Etava. Etogo. Of this. Rishenia. Rishenia. Solution. Nivya. Nelzia. Cannot. Nivaksenivat. Nedusenivat. To underestimate. Translation. The importance of this solution cannot be underestimated. Key concepts. Genitive case. In this sentence, the genitive case is used to show possession, or relation. Vajnost. Is the importance of something. Infinitive. The infinitive form of verbs in Russian ends in. Temyak iznak. Here, the verb. Nivaksenivat. Is in the infinitive form. Pronunciation guide. Vajnost. Vajnost. Stress on the first syllable. Zh, as in, aja. Etava. Etogo. Stress on the second syllable. A, as in, bet. Rishenia. Rishenia. Stress on the first syllable. Sh, as in, ship. Nivya. Nelzia. Stress on the first syllable. Z, as in, zoo. Nivaksenivat. Nedusenivat. Stress on the third syllable. U, as in, food. Sh, as in, ship. The next word is distance. The distance between the two cities is quite significant. Расстояние. МЕЖЕ ДЕ УДЕ МЕ УМЕ МЯ ГЕ О Р О Д А М И Д О М Е О Л Е Р И Е Н О Б Е О Л Е Р И Ш А О Е. Расстояние. Между. Дивамия. Городами. Довольно. Большую. Breakdown. Расстояние. This is the noun. Расстояние. Meaning, distance. You can use the same word in the plural. Расстояние. Расстояние. It is pronounced like, Расстояние. Между. This is the preposition. Между. Meaning, between, and is pronounced like, Между. Двумя. Is the instrumental case of the numeral. Два. Meaning, two, and is pronounced like, Двумя. Городами. The word. Город. Means, city, and is pronounced like, Город. In this sentence, we have the plural instrumental case of Город. Meaning, by slash with cities. It is pronounced like Городами. Довольно. Is an adverb meaning quite or fairly, and is pronounced like Довольно. Большое. is the adjective meaning big, and is pronounced like Bolshoi. This is the neuter gender form of the adjective as it describes the distance, which is neuter. Translation: Расстояние. Distance, расстояние. Между. Between, между. Двумя. Two, двумя. Городами. Cities, городами. Довольно. Quite, довольно. Большое. Big, большой. Key concept. The instrumental case is used to indicate, by, or, with, and is often used to show the means by which an action is performed. Here, it is used to indicate the cities between which the distance is measured.